This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
I have a trivia question for you. How long, how many minutes or hours do you think it takes to fluff the garland that is around the church on each side? Someone tell me. Take a guess. 10 hours. Ooh, that's a long time. Anyone else have a guess? Two. It takes an hour for each side. That is one of the ways that I help to contribute with decorating the church. I have another trivia question. How many times does Saint Joseph speak in the Bible? Anyone know? Oh, who said it? Someone said it. Zero. Correct. Joseph does not speak at all. We have no record of him saying even a single word. Now, the last trivia question. How many dreams does Saint Joseph receive in the Bible? Two? Nope, not two. Take a guess. Three, yes, three. We heard one of them today when Joseph was told, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary into your home." Another is after Jesus was born, Joseph is told, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you." And then the third dream is after the Holy Family was in Egypt, Joseph is told, "Rise, take the child, his mother, and go to the land of Israel." I told you these three trivia questions for three reasons. One, it took me 2 hours to fluff the garland in the pew section of the church. This can remind us that things, jobs, and tasks take time. Oftentimes, to do something well takes time and energy. Two, Saint Joseph is known for saying nothing in any of the stories we have of him in the Bible. This can remind us of the importance of listening, even when we have many things we want to say. And three, Saint Joseph in Matthew's gospel, we heard, had three stories where the angel came to him in a dream. This can remind us of the importance of hearing God speak to us, and that you and I need to do something in response to what we heard. Now back to the first point. If we think about it, to play sports, to do well in school, to play a musical instrument, to build Lego sets for your parents, to open up those toys that come for your kids takes energy. It takes time. To the second point, if we think about it, to say nothing and to listen, we have to listen to instructions from teachers and parents, the guidance of coworkers or bosses at work, or we must listen to new rules if we're playing a game. And to the third point, for us, the importance of listening to God and doing an action, we are called to do this throughout all of Scripture. God asks us to love ourselves and our neighbor. So we must do actions that express love. God asks us to forgive those who hurt us. So we must try to forgive others. And God asks us to treat people the way we want to be treated. That means to treat others with kindness. This Christmas, I believe that you and I are called like Saint Joseph was, to not be afraid. May we not be afraid when something, some job, or some task takes energy or time, for God is with us. May we not be afraid to listen when others try to teach or instruct us, for God is with us. May we not be afraid to act in response when God speaks to our hearts, for God is with us. On this Christmas day and on every day, my dear brothers and sisters, do not be afraid, for God is with us.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit assumptionsyr.org.